Good day, world. This is Maria Liberati, and welcome to my podcast, The Maria Liberati Show, where food meets art, travel, and life. Lots of recipes, culinary stories, travels, and more from my Gourmand World award-winning book series and blog, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. I can officially be called a Philadelphia Italian market baby. You see, I was inspired early on at the age of 4 by my shopping trips to the Italian market in Philly with my grandfather to get fresh breads, cheeses, pasta, vegetables, and fruits for our large, unforgettably flavorful Sunday dinners. Fast forward to a trip to Italy for my modeling career that became a 20-year life-changing experience that included learning old-world winemaking, cheesemaking at my family's vineyards and farm, studying the culinary arts, truffle hunting, having my portrait done by a famous Italian artist, working with some remarkable Italian chefs, doing culinary programs at some of Italy's most beautiful resorts and vineyards, creating my book series and trademark, appearing on Italian TV, and having my blog about Mozart featured in the National Museum of Vienna, Austria. And my 300,000 blog subscribers can attest to all this. I'm looking forward to having you as a special guest during my podcast with other interesting, fun, and entertaining special guests where we will be making a connection through food to art, travel, and life. Hope to see you then. Oh, yes. And okay. My special guest today is Nate Barnes. Should I call you country western singer? Is that the right genre now? Is it country and western? Is that what we're calling it?
You can call me anything. Just don't call me late for dinner.
I love your music. You have such a wonderful voice. It's so refreshing to hear like real music, real instruments, you know, and a real voice. Other than, you know, what's out there now, all the technologically electric influence stuff. So I loved your music. I'm about to download it on my Spotify, too. You have some great tracks out there. And I just want to say to my audience that, you know, I love to combine food with many things. So before Nate leaves, he's going to be sharing a really awesome blueberry cheesecake recipe. So you want to stick around for that and tell us about it. But Nate, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Maria. I appreciate it.
Are you on tour now? Or are you on tour?
No, not on tour right now. Just been working on my album, which I finally got complete. I've been working on it for the last 2.5 years. Just putting the music out right now. So that's kind of what I'm doing. And I'll be on probably tour for early 2025.
That's great. I know it takes a while to put all that together. And so I understand. How did you get into, like, have you been singing all your life? How did you get into doing this?
No, well, I never thought I'd be a singer my whole life. I've been a musician since I was a little kid, since I can remember. I've always wanted to do music and be a part of storytelling, but I was a drummer my whole life.
You were? Oh, my
God. Yeah, in bands and all sorts of stuff. And and when I turned, when I got in my later teens, it's kind of, I transferred into wanting to sing. And so it just kind of happened from my family really inspired me. My family kind of raised me around music. Music was everything to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a huge family and kind of brought us together. And I just knew that's what I wanted to do in my life.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So do you also write your own songs, or you do?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I love some of the lyrics, I love some of the lyrics of some of the songs I remember too. So that's great. So you write and sing. So are you mainly on YouTube? Is there a release that people can look for? I know I found you all over YouTube. So I found some really great songs.
Yeah. You can just check my handle, as they call it, Nate Barnes Music. And I'm on Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff, every platform. But Nate Barnes Music.
That's great. Yeah, I definitely want to tell people you got to check out his music. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. So tell us about, I know you're going to share a blueberry cheesecake recipe, and I know there's a story to it because I do love it when there's a story to a recipe, you know, kind of a backstory. So yeah. Tell us about this blueberry cheesecake recipe.
Yeah, so well, I'm from a little town called South Haven, Michigan, and right on the lake, beautiful town, and we're known for blueberries. We farm blueberries where I'm from, mm-hmm. and I was a part of farming for a little bit in my life besides working in nuclear power plants, but that's kind of, you know, the main thing of where I'm from, and we love it. The best blueberries you'll ever have in your life. So anyways, you know, I never was a baker. Uh-huh. I love cooking, but uh-huh. I never was like a baker or anything like that. And uh-huh. I've always wanted to do something with blueberries my whole life.
Right.
And then I finally found a way to make an incredible blueberry cheesecake. And once I like started messing with that, I every year I would make like a huge amount, like massive amount.
Oh wow!
And then so I would
probably gotten around. Popular. Is it popular with like friends and family and stuff?
Heck yeah! I mean, we do everything with blueberries, but I've never seen anybody made a homemade blueberry cheesecake, and I was the guy. So yeah, really, it's pretty simple. I mean, but the two main ingredients that I always got to say is you use true blueberries.
Right.
And that's the farm that I was on. So true blueberries, and then Amish butter. We get Amish butter from Shipshewana.
Yeah. Amish. Yep. You say Amish butter. So butter that's by the Amish community. Yes. Yep. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of Amish communities. I know my home base is right outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which there's a big Amish community and you can get lots of stuff like that there. So, but I know there's different parts of the country that can get that Amish butter. So that's interesting.
I love Lancaster.
Do you really? Yeah.
Yes. That's one of my been there many times.
Oh, you have. Yeah. Great. Yeah. All kinds of great food there too. So that's one of my favorite places to get to. That's great. So yeah, we have our own blueberries here in New Jersey. I'm not far from Jersey. So this will make a great something, although our blueberry season is kind of really past. But, you know, hey, you can get frozen blueberries. I actually freeze mine because I just buy so many of them. I freeze them for the winter. So if you have them, you can use them now. But sounds like a really delicious recipe. So tell us, like, is there a single that's coming out? I don't even know, like, how they do it now in the music business because now they've thrown YouTube and Spotify and all this other stuff out there. So yeah. Are you looking for a main single?
Yeah. So Marie, I got an album coming out. It's dropping on the beginning of 2025.
Okay.
And I brought out my first single. It was a couple months ago. My second single is coming out next month.
Uh-huh.
The album will drop the first of the year. So just keep looking out. Just look at my socials. You'll see the first single that is Loving the Country.
That's right. How is it? Loving the Country? And what's going to be your second single?
I can't say because we haven't announced it yet. Yep. We're announcing it this week.
I will. But you know what song I really love? And I just love the words. You did it acoustically. Is it called Ain't Got a Shot?
Oh, yeah.
That was really cute. I love the play on words, you know?
Yeah.
I like play on words, and I love the way you did it acoustically on YouTube. I mean, I liked a lot of your other songs too, but that kind of caught my eye because you did it acoustically. And I, like I said, I just love hearing, you know, the real instruments and the real voice. So
thank you. I love that song. My mom loved that song.
Did you write that song, or is that written by?
No, I didn't write that song. In fact, when I moved into town, so. Before I came to Nashville, I was working in a nuclear power plant, and I did that for over a decade.
Did you really?
Yes, ma'am. And so this whole, you know, I've always dreamed of being able to sing music, and I had this chance counter this God moment in my life where I literally went on a vacation, went to Nashville for one day and met my whole label.
Wow.
And in that day, a guy named Rob Hatch, who's a songwriter here in Nashville, kind of him and Jason Sellers was kind of the guys that really started this all for me. And Rob Hatch, when I moved into town, Rob Hatch sent me that song. It was the first song anybody sent me.
Oh, really?
And he let me, he gave me the song. I love, I'm so grateful for him. And I love singing that song. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was really, I really like that song. Like I said, for everybody, there's a lot of other things out there, but that's a great song.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Well, Nate, we're going to tell, I wanted to tell everybody. So if you want to try and do this wonderful, yummy blueberry cheesecake recipe, it will be on the blog at themarialiberatishow.com. We'll be sharing it on social media also. And check out Nate Barnes. Is it just, do you have a website, natebarnes.com?
Yeah, Nate Barnes Music. Yep. Yep, NateBarnes.com, Nate Barnes Music. And check me out, and I really appreciate it, Maria.
Definitely. Just check it out. Yeah. All right, much success, and hopefully we'll see you in the near future.
God bless you. You too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Embark on a culinary journey with Maria Liberati's The Basic Art of Italian Cooking book series. Discover the secrets of Italian cuisine and bring the art of Italian cooking to your home. Awarded the Best Italian Cuisine Book in the USA by the Gourmand World Book Awards, it is available, the book series is available now at marialiberati.com, at artoflivingprimamedia.com, on Amazon and Kindle, and anywhere books are sold. Transform your kitchen into an Italian masterpiece with The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Savor the flavors, stories, and traditions with every recipe. Celebrate life's special moments Italian style. Get your copy of The Basic Art of Italian Cooking book series, the winner of the Gourmand World Book Awards, and you can get your copy at artoflivingprimamedia.com. At marialiberati.com, on Amazon and Kindle. And there are three in the series. There's The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Holidays and Special Occasions, and The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Da Vinci Style.
And my special guest, oh, my special guest today is Dr. Mike Fenster. Did I say your last name correct?
Doctor. You did. German for window.
Oh, wow. How about that? And Dr. Mike, thank you so much for being here today and for what you're going to share with us today. So Dr. Mike is a cardiologist. He's a professor of culinary medicine and an author also. And so, you know, I know what culinary medicine is, but my listening audience may not know what that is. And by the way, he's at professor of culinary medicine at the University of Montana, correct?
Yep. Big Sky.
Yes. Yes. A beautiful place to be. But anyway, so can you tell my listening audience, what is culinary medicine?
So really culinary medicine is focused on, the individual's relationship to food through their food experiences. So every time we sit down and we eat, we have really a unique experience, right? The ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, you know, you never enter the same river twice because you're not the same person and it's not the same river. So even if you're serving that same old dish, you know, again and again every day of the week, right? It's different because you're with different people, you're in a different mood. All of that impacts our health, believe it or not, to varying degrees and through varying mechanisms. So really at the core of what we do about culinary medicine, it's about empowering an individual to positively reconnect, reestablish, and reforge their relationship to their food. Because when we think about our relationship with food, it really forms a cornerstone from the moment we're just little wee ones with our mom and connecting with our mom, either through breast or bottle, we start forming relationships over food. And it turns out when we look at data from like Harvard, through one of their studies, what we find is that the most important thing in terms of how healthy we are, how long we live, how well we live, how happy we are with our lives, it's the quality, not the quantity. So it's not about Facebook likes or Instagram likes, whatever, but the quality of the relationships in our lives. And and folks can really watch that. I know that there's a new documentary on Netflix that covers some of the Blue Zone stuff. I think it's called Live to be 100 or something like that. Really, their research, that's Dan Buettner's research from National Geographic Society, he's found much the same. There's not a magic food. There's not a magic meditation, but it's this concept of strong relationships and supportive relationships that encourage people not only to live a long time, but to be functional, which, you know, as a physician is very important. We talk about quality of the food, and that can be reflected in the quality of our lives.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, I've heard so much past few months about how relationships are so important. You know, the quality of your life and the length of, you know, your longevity also. But I just get the feeling that most people don't have the concept that, you know, they don't have a relationship with food. They just think it's something to satisfy hunger. They don't get it that it is like it is a medicine, and anything you put in your body affects your body in many different ways. Do you find that people don't really get it?
Well, we've really cut over the decades. I mean, if we look, right, most of human history is built around our relationships over food, because it's so wound into our DNA. Recently, they found in a cave in South Africa ancestors of sapiens. So our ancestors, going back more than 150,000 years, we've been around as Homo sapiens, but our ancestors were burying the dead in these caves in South Africa and giving offerings of food. So food had a connotation and import that was ceremonial, probably religious to as much as a degree as we can sort that out. So that's really wound into our DNA. You look at how it's affected the history of humankind. The story of food is the story of us as human beings. In sort of microscopic version, our individual story, a food story, is really the story of us. What do you like? What don't you like? Why do you like this? What do you remember? I mean, ask anybody some of their top 5 or 10 memories, and there's food packed in there somewhere, some food related to some event, this or that. And we still, it's still so powerful. It, you know, for relationship therapists, a romantic dinner is still a very potent therapy. Why? Because intuitively we bond, we communicate. There's something about food. I like to say that food is social currency. So it's not just what we eat in terms of the nutrients. That's important. But it's also how we eat and how we eat with each other. And all these things, it turns out, to get back to your point about these, how it connects to relationships, turn out to have big impacts on our overall health and wellness.
Oh, wow. So I guess I wanted to see if you could share some tips with my audience, you know, on culinary medicine or just some healthy eating tips, whether be that as, you know, I know you've already said, you know, obviously like sharing food, you know, eating with others is, I think, an important point that you're making. You know, it's really important to do that. But any other tips that you can give us?
Well, sure. You know, it obviously does start with what we decide to put on the plate.
Right.
And unfortunately, if you look at our gift from America to the rest of the world, it's what we call in culinary medicine, the standard American diet, or as it's known, just SAD. It's perhaps one of the most appropriate acronyms ever. And it's really because it's the average American consumes about 70% ultra processed food. And by that, I mean something very specific. So I'll want to talk to your audience, because you hear this term kind of bandied about where people say, well, it's processed food, it's ultra processed food, it's this, that. We actually use a very specific definition that was developed by Professor Carlos Monteiro from the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil, mm-hmm. only a little over a decade ago. It was first mm-hmm. published around 2009. Mm-hmm. It's been adopted by the United Nations, many countries around the world, mm-hmm. The French, which are known for their, how and what esteem they hold food and the culinary arts. Yes. Right? They actually completed a study in 2022 uh-huh. looking to reduce the amount of ultra-processed food consumed by their population because uh-huh. it's so detrimental, again, using those specific criteria. And in a nutshell, what I mean when I say ultra-processed food is food where we've taken the way it comes naturally and we destroyed what we call the natural food matrix, and then we put it back together. But when we put it back together, we add lots of things. Mm. And these things aren't so good for us. They're what we call markers of ultra-processing. They're additives, flavors, preservatives, things yes. to give it long life and shelf stability yes. to make these products very profitable, which is what they're designed to do.
Yes.
There's often added sugars and fats as well, which is getting, mm-hmm. where you get sort of that energy density of these ultra-processed foods. Yeah. So we really want to try to stay away from these ultra-processed foods. And it's so simple. Foods, eat wholesome foods, eat things the way nature has prepared them. And what that does, Maria, is it opens up a whole new world. Because right. now a sandwich isn't a sandwich. Right. It's not about, you know, the what kind of meat and tuna on there. It's like, you know, is it an ultra processed thing, you know, that comes in this pink square block and that's the ham or, yes. or is it real prosciutto, right? Right. So it becomes really a world of tasteful treats that we can have almost anything we want. Within moderation, of course, right. mm-hmm. but if we just stick to the more natural way that we've been eating for, last 100,000 years, maybe.
Right. Definitely stick to the natural way of eating. And one thing that I think is a simple thing to follow too, if it's in a plastic bag and it has this long list of chemicals, you just want to stay away from it, right?
Well, you're spot on. One of the sort of tips and tricks, as you were saying, that we give folks is I say, keep it to 5 to stay alive. So if it has more than 5 ingredients, so on that list, like you're saying, you hit 6 or more, uh-huh. just put it back on the shelf. Because about 85% of the time, it's ultra processed if it's got 6 or more ingredients. Mm-hmm. Almost all the time if it's got more than 10. So keep it to 5 to stay alive. You know, not a 100% rule, but a good rule of thumb if you don't know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is when we're looking at those ingredients, we're looking at those foods, what questions should we ask? I tell folks to ask 3 simple questions. How is it bred? So is this conventional? Is it organic? Is it farmed tilapia from who knows where? Is yeah. it wild caught Alaskan salmon? Yeah. So how is it bred? What was it fed? Again, mm-hmm. is this raised on, you know, GMO? Is it GMO raised on pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers? Is it, you know, organically grown carrot or tomato or, you know, whatever the case may right. be? And then finally, where was it led? So how much processing, what occurred from the moment it was harvested to showed up on my plate? It might be fish, but if it comes, you know, through the drive-thru in a square bun, you know, that's not how fish naturally occur. So,
exactly.
So just because that's a fish doesn't make it a better choice than a grass-finished bison burger or, you know, grass-finished beef burger where it was maybe produced locally. For example, and just, you know, ate the natural grasses and things around there. So, you know, those 3 questions are kind of something that you can just keep in your mind and ask when you're not sure.
Exactly. Well, that's great. Thank you for all those tips. And we're just about out of time, Dr. Mike, but tell people where they can find you. Do you have a website?
Yeah, so it's www.chefdrmike, so chefdrmike.com. Uh-huh. But, you know, follow me on Twitter at Chef Dr. Mike, same, chefdrmike.com, Facebook, the usual haunts. They just look up chefdrmike.com. If they go to the webpage, they can just click and follow us along there. Love to have folks join me. I answer everything myself, so if I'm having a bad week, give me a day or two, but I'll always get back to you. I'd love to hear from everyone.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, excuse me, I think I forgot to tell people that you are a chef also, which is really important for people to know. I think that's such a wonderful combination. So, yes, Chef Dr. Mike.
Great. Yeah, started as a dishwasher before there were celebrity chefs. So I'm dated. I walked in. I'll give you the story in 30 seconds, but I walked in having figured, you know, my mom taught me to cook. I watched it. I knew what I was doing. And they said, and I said, I'm here to be your chef. And they said, well, we've got a job for a dishwasher. So if you do that for 6 months, then we'll move you up to the line. So that's how I started washing dishes, then working on the line and kind of working my way back up.
Yes. Well, that's a good, I always say the best way to get started in any career is like from the bottom up, because you'll learn every little step of the way. So that's great.
And you appreciate everyone.
Yes. Yes. Dr. Mike, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, let me know, reach out if you have anything else coming up or whatever, and you want to be on again. It's always nice. Definitely great to hear from you and get your tips. And and I guess we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, great. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Maria Liberati Show, and thanks to my special guest this week. And if you get to try the luscious blueberry cheesecake recipe that Nate Barnes shared with us, actually, he didn't share it in the interview, but he shared it for us so I can put it on the MariaLiberatiShow.com blog. So you will be able to find that recipe. If you get to make that, take a picture and hashtag it the Maria Liberati Show and share it on social media. If you do that, we will try to capture that and put it right on the blog to share it with everyone also. And don't forget, on the MariaLiberatiShow.com, we're still doing features on the best of back-to-school products since we're still in back-to-school time. And there's about 7 different guides there with some really interesting products you need to check out. Let us know if you get to try any of the products also. But we found some really interesting products. And let's see, this week there's a vegetable wash. It's a veggie wash. Pretty interesting for you to wash fruits and vegetables. It's an all-natural way to keep them clean and free, you know, trying to get off the pesticides and making your fruit and veggies clean. And there's a fashion brand called Sticky Lemon. There's also another brand called Melly, which makes some really neat bento boxes and containers and snack bags, which are really convenient for kids to take to school, or you can even take to the office. And then there's also a company called Handmade by the Friendship Bridge. It's a nonprofit organization, and they hand make in third world countries some beautiful bags and things. So you'll definitely want to check out this week's back to school guide. And check out all the guides. Like I said, there are over 7 there. So each one has a few different products. And just a reminder that I will be doing my Taste of Italy tour for the Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania in the months of September, October, and November. There will be 4 different sessions. Each one will be devoted to a part of Italy and the tastes and the flavors, and we'll be doing some cooking classes at each one. So if you call the Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania, call their continuing education department and tell them you want to register for one of the classes or all of the 4 classes. You can also find more information about the classes on my website at marialiberati.com. And you can find me on Instagram at Maria Liberati. You know, sometimes we do contests and giveaways on the Instagram account. So you want to definitely follow me there. You can also find me on Twitter or X at Maria Liberati. You can also find me on Facebook at Chef Maria Liberati. You can also find me on Vimeo at Maria Liberati, where you're going to find lots of video of some cooking segments I did in Italy and also other cooking, different cooking segments with recipes, and as well as just interviews for my podcasts and the radio show. And you can also find video, again, cooking videos from Italy and from all over on our YouTube channel, The Maria Liberati Show, where you also find video of some of the interviews that we're doing on radio and my podcasts. And you can also find me on my blog at marialiberati.com and the show's blog at themarialiberatishow.com. And also, you can find me on Pinterest at Maria Liberati. You can find my Gourmand World Award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Da Vinci Style, and The Basic Art of Italian Cooking Holidays and Special Occasions on Amazon, on Kindle, at the publisher's website, artoflivingprimamedia.com, and really anywhere books are sold. And if you have any questions on the books, or where, if you can't find them, where to find them, just give us send out an email to my team at info@marialiberati.com. And, you know, autumn is almost here, although this warm weather we're having on the East Coast doesn't make me think autumn is coming. It really feels like it's still summer, but autumn is almost here, and I wanted to leave you with this thought. It's actually a quote it's a beautiful quote about fall by Albert Camus. Autumn is a second spring when every leaf is a flower. And until next week, peace, love, and pasta.